As they begin their 30th season, the Grammy Award-winning choral ensemble from Austin, Texas, Conspirare, presents an emotionally rich and wide-ranging program in their new Delos recording, House of Belonging. Known worldwide for expanding the boundaries of choral performance, Conspirare has teamed up with the superb Miro Quartet to present a tapestry of intriguing new works by dynamic American composers Kevin Putz, Derek Skye, Alex Berko, Maura Smiley, Ross Lee Finney, Sharon Nova, Michael Schachter, and Margaret Bonds. Conspirare founder and leader Craig Hella Johnson, who curated and conducted the music on House of Belonging, also commissioned many of the pieces, as well as composing the album's opening track. Thoughtful texts explore themes about spirituality, philosophy, the natural world, and the human need for deep connection, with verses by Ewan Tate, John Muir, William Stafford, Wendell Berry, Rabindranath Tagore, David White, Langston Hughes, Ludwig von Beethoven, Hildegard of Bingen, Kobayashi Issa, Ruta Kuzmikas, Andrew Marvel, and Kiara Skye. Sharon Nova, a.k.a. My Brightest Diamond, has brought her unique perspective to this project with contributions on a setting of David White's poem, which shares the album's title, as well as a new arrangement for choir, her emotionally charged lullaby, I Have Never Loved Someone. Sharon Nova is here with us to discuss the album, as well as give us her unique musical perspective. Hi, Shara. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Shara, you're a classically trained singer and a self-taught multi-instrumentalist, and like many true artists, you've always felt like an outsider.
Oh, it's true.
This is my face. What's it like finding connection with your audience while being so fiercely independent?
That is a great question. I did go to the University of North Texas, so I have some Texas connections, and I studied opera there. And my father was a choir director in church, and so I grew up with a lot of choral music and sang choral music in high school in a very serious program. So it's been a really beautiful journey for me to have thought that I was leaving classical music and left opera and left pursuing that kind of a career, and really began putting my songwriting to the fore. And then in the process of the last 20 years, kind of having come full circle to doing choral music again or to writing operas myself, as well as slinging an electric guitar around my neck. So it's been a circuitous journey, to say the least. Connecting with audiences is a whole other thing. I kind of think that I've demanded a lot by it always being sort of chef's plate. I take the trust of my audience very seriously and hold their trust with my curation. Pursuing fame has never been my focus. My focus has always been to follow my own curiosity and to follow my giftings. That's been how my path has been directed, I would say. This is my shame. Maybe to bring it into this work, the House of Belonging is a strange thing for me to contemplate because I didn't grow up in a single house. My sense of home had to do with the music of a space, the smells, the landscape of an environment. It didn't have anything to do with a physical home or even a kind of like consistency in the culture, because we traveled literally from east to west, north to south. So I think for me to contemplate belonging and what that is, this project in particular was a real gift for me in that way.
You're someone who always knew they wanted to be a musician. Was that pretty much born out of your background?
Everyone in my family is musical. So music is a language of love in the family. It's the way that we all spend time together. Not that everybody in the family is professional, but literally from aunts to uncles to cousins to my parents and siblings, there's a base level communication that we have through music. So it's just in the DNA, probably. maybe more so in my family than for others, because it does extend, you know, beyond my nuclear family.
Mountain on top, a fire below, the pressure grows, pressure.
Now, how did My Brightest Diamond come about?
I was writing songs, playing guitar. 18 is when I started playing guitar and writing tunes. In college, I had made a first record, moved to New York, made a couple records under the name Arai with one of my Texas mates who had come up to New York. And that kind of fell apart. And I had a very great tragedy in my family, and everything changed for me at that point. It was a breaking in my life. And so I started this new concept of My Brightest Diamond, and I worked with Earl Harvin, who was a drummer in the Dallas area. Earl had gone to the University of North Texas as well. He's quite a few years older than me, but he was really my primary collaborator from those Texas days of playing in Deep Ellum and doing open mics and stuff. So my relationship with Earl and the drums really has been central for me over the years with My Brightest Diamond.
I tried to do it all right. I went down, down, down. Working hard, little delight. I forgot the sound of diamonds.
How would you characterize the musical evolution over the almost 20 years?
Hard to believe. I would say that it's been an exploration of timbre and of space. The first records were string quartet, primarily in a rock band, and then I wanted to open up that orchestration to have more bassoon and harps. For the second album, there were also some horns, clarinets. And then by the third one, I'd kind of gotten so frustrated with trying to both play loud electric guitar and do chamber music. And so I said, all right, well, let me just make a chamber ensemble record. And then the fourth one, I was like, well, winds and brass can play loud. On the last record, A Million and One, I had thought that perhaps my writing was too focused on the kind of filigree or the textures that I was getting from the ensemble, and I wanted to really restrict myself to only having four voices. So my voice, a synth, a guitar, drums, and bass, and that was it. It's just been really experimentation and orchestration, honestly.
Now, this new Conspirare album, House of Belonging, per usual, illustrates the choir's unique combination of choral virtuosity and human expression, and the works were written by a very diverse group of composers and poets, diverse in their age, their location, their ethnicity.
Well, this choir is just really a dream. One can really stretch the imagination with them. So I'm just thrilled to be able to have participated on this record. The song The House of Belonging was actually Craig's idea. He was dreaming up the record, and it was he who brought me that poem and said, hey, you know, will you check this out? He sent me like the first, you know, four lines of the poem, and I thought, oh my goodness, this poem is just gorgeous. Yes, of course I'll send it. And then I didn't even realize that it was a longer poem. And so I go to say, all right, it's time to get serious about composing this thing. And I open it up and realize that there are way more lines. And I thought, this is going to be a much heftier bite. But David White was so gracious to allow me to set the poem. And so I watched a reading of David and noticed the places that he used repetition in his own recitation. And that's where I used repetition in my piece to reflect the emphasis that he had put. For me, it was important to try and stay as close to David's reading and to not overly interpret the piece, but to really just be as straightforward as possible and allow the music and allow the poem itself to speak.
Then we come to your other contribution on the album, I Have Never Loved Someone. You commented, as the song is sung, you may imagine yourself as the loved one being sung to and send your thoughts to them. The arrangement was by Nate Thatcher. Can you talk about that collaboration?
Nate is a wonderful composer himself, and he and I have worked together for at least 10 years or so. And he was my transcriber for a long time, engraver, but over the years we've come to really have a deep trust of one another musically, and I feel that he understands my style maybe better than anybody. So when I need some arranging help, I love to reach out to Nate and get his perspective. Having Nate arrange is like putting my tunes in the hand of a really great remixer.
Consperare's ongoing commitment to commissioning and performing music by today's most vibrant living composers is reflected in these world premiere recordings. Sharonova, your participation on House of Belonging was exceptional. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.